The decision was finalized at this week's school board meeting after 2.5 hours of discussion and public comment. In the report, quotes are attributed to Swigert about tribes not valuing education, informing students they don't need to graduate, and saying the district struggles with, quote, Indian time. Rapid City Schools has the highest proportion of indigenous students in the state, and these comments stirred deep controversy. Critically, Swigert now denies making the comments published in the report.
There is no proof that I made these alleged derogatory statements, yet this board is terminating my employment anyway. I accepted the board's 30-day suspension beginning on July 2nd, and I fully expected to return to work without warning or explanation on July 18th. I was sent a notice of intent to terminate.
Swigert is not without supporters, many of whom spoke to her character and long history with the district. However, some aggressively confronted the board following the decision, singling out board members.
Shame on all of you.
Yes, shame.
Shame.
Your job.
How many of you are bought by NGN? How many of you?
That's
great. All of them.
Every one of you.
In turn, visibly emotional members of the board expressed the difficulty and weight this decision came with. That includes Board Vice President Jamie Clapham.
I honor and acknowledge the 33 years that Mrs. Swigert served in this district and the hundreds and probably thousands of lives she impacted. That is to be commended, celebrated, and never forgotten. This is likely the most difficult situation that I have faced in this seat. I sit in this chair because I care and I'm committed to this community.
Ultimately, the board voted 6-1 to fire Swigert. The termination is effective August 16th. Assistant Superintendent Corey Strasser will serve as the interim superintendent. For National Native News, I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.